U.S. Army and Air Force leaders have ordered inspections of housing on their bases amid reports about unsafe conditions. The news spurred Congress to hold hearings on the issue last week. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini spoke with Howard Altman of the Tampa Bay Times. He's been reporting on housing problems at MacDill Air Force Base and talks about how it can affect families.
If you're downrange in a dangerous situation, you're in Afghanistan, you're on patrol in Syria or Iraq or someplace, and you've got to be on the top of your game mentally and physically, and then you get a call from your spouse at home, the kids are sick and coughing, there are mushrooms growing in the living room, or there's mold in the air conditioning system, you're now not concentrating on the job at hand, a very dangerous and deadly job, you're thinking about your family at home. And that is a big readiness issue.
And MacDill doesn't actually operate the housing on base. A private company, Harbor Bay at MacDill, is actually operating the housing. And apparently that's common. Pretty much 99% of military housing is privatized. Tell me more about that issue and why that makes holding them accountable more challenging.
Back in the mid-90s, the Pentagon took a look at the condition of its housing and bases around the country and found it was in deplorable condition. And they found that it was going to cost about $20 billion to fix. So they decided to turn to private industry, people who specialize in building houses. It was a good idea at the time, but what's happened is that because these are private companies, the military has no direct control over them. It leaves military families who are on base without many recourses that civilians have, or even military families who live off base have. For instance, they can't withhold rent. There's no independent third party to go to.
MacDill is in South Tampa. You know, what are families' options in terms of living outside of MacDill?
Well, South Tampa is a very popular place to live. It's a very expensive place to live. And what the military families get for housing, it's called the basic allowance for housing, doesn't cover a lot of times the rent. And so families choose to live on base. And MacDill Air Force Base really is a beautiful base. There's about 7 miles of shoreline. There's a very good elementary school, Tinker Elementary. So there's a lot of nice reasons to live on base, but there's also a problem with some of the base housing.
Did you find this was pretty widespread across the housing on the base, or is it, you know, a few units?
There are 527 homes on base managed by Harbor Bay at MacDill, and that's a subsidiary of Michael's Military Housing. I found at least 16 instances of people complaining, but I believe it to be much, much more. A lot of people are afraid to come forward. Most of the families that I spoke with wanted to only use the spouse's name. There were two cases where service members came forward with their names, and they were both senior enlisted leaders at MacDill.
How has MacDill responded to this?
The base has reached out to folks. Colonel Steve Nelson of the Air Force has asked people to come forward and told them not to be afraid. The major thing that the Air Force or other services can do is withhold money that's built into these contracts that is used to ensure that contracts are complied with. If the performance is not there, then they withhold a portion of that. And that's the only stick that really they can use. And in the case of Harbor Bay at MacDill last year, they did withhold some of that. And it was interesting at the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, they talked about the possibility of having something along the lines of a tenant's bill of rights. What that would do is give tenants the ability to withhold payments and have those disputes adjudicated by a third party. We'll see what happens. I think that there's, you know, certainly more action. You saw the Senate Armed Services Committee had a hearing. The next day, the House Armed Services Subcommittee had a hearing. There's two local congressmen who have launched congressional inquiries into the problem. You know, there's more attention to it, and hopefully we'll continue to shine a light on a problem that needs that.
Howard Altman, military reporter for the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you so much for talking with me.
I really appreciate it.